Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. You know it. Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass already making things click, so we really appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Tracy Eero is here and Karen Gares. They're both individuals that are very active in the Snyder Union Northumberland Sir Optimist Club. Tracy's a committee chair and Karen is a committee member. Any other titles that are appropriate, ladies, that apply to these important jobs that you're doing?
Well, Mark, this is Karen. I'm a past president, and I'm also currently serving as the treasurer for our North Atlantic region.
Okay, that's right. You're a treasurer for the broad region. Okay. Well, I can't wait till we get to come back in the studio and chit-chat about all of this important stuff again in person. I'm looking forward to see you again. And welcome aboard, Tracy. Thanks for calling in as well.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
I do appreciate that. If folks aren't familiar with the Sir Optimist, I'll ask Karen to give us a quick overview of what the organization is and the mission about raising up some of the efforts of women and really just helping women and families and people around here and globally.
Well, Mark, it's really exciting to be a Sir Optimist now. Our club recently had our 70th anniversary, and the organization, Sir Optimist International, is having their 100th anniversary next year. So it's a real exciting time. The organization was formed to improve the lives of women and girls, and education is one of the ways that research shows is a way that you can make the most impact in the lives of women and girls. So in addition to the traditional projects we've had dealing with domestic violence awareness, human trafficking awareness, and things like that, we found that education is very important. And we have what we call our signature programs, which are the DREAM programs, which is Live Your Dream, which we're here to talk about today. Which is a scholarship for a woman who is head of household, and our newer program, Dream It Be It, which is a mentoring program for young girls who are still in school.
And I think the goal, and I'll talk to Tracy about this, the goal is to just to make sure that young girls are raised up in a fashion so that they just realize all the capabilities and possibilities. I always told my daughter all along she could be president, but I didn't really give her any too much help as to how to do that. But Tracy, you're here to say that all kinds of help are being doled out and made available and talked about with the Sir Optimist.
That's correct. And since this, we started doing the Live Your Dream Award for the club in 1972, and since then the club's given over $30 million to 30,000 women, and that's internationally. That's not just our club personally, but we do notice that women who've completed the program are likely to continue their education with our help, and they're living in a safe environment, and they've increased their self-esteem.
Education is important, but there are some barriers along the way. So, Tracy, tell us about the Live Your Dream Award and a specific kind of efforts that this is.
Well, the Live Your Dream Award is basically for a woman who is providing the financial support for herself and her independence. It could be her spouse, her partner, her siblings, or her parents. She has financial need. She's enrolled in or is part of a vocational skills training program, and she's really working to achieve her educational goals, and she doesn't have a graduate degree. So we're looking for that woman that just is motivated to get out there and do the things she needs to better herself, support her family, provide leadership goals, but needs some additional funding that we can help to provide her.
Well, and Karen, this is people who are eligible, women who are eligible. This is a pretty tiny sliver of the community, but I guarantee you, you'll find some to apply locally after we publicize this a little bit more. But one of the things that you can add on is that there are all kinds of programs to help all kinds of women at all kinds of ages and situations in the Sir Optimists.
Oh, yes. One of the programs that our region has started recently is we have a foundation, a fellowship, basically, that was formed quite a few years ago called the Ethel F. Lord Fellowship. And maybe we can come talk to you about that sometime the next time that award's eligible. Is You know, that is going to be giving an award to a woman veteran who is continuing her education. But we also try to do a lot of things locally to support other organizations and to support women. You know, we've worked in conjunction with some other organizations like Transitions with awareness programs, such as for human trafficking and domestic violence. Those are barriers for women achieving their education. And we want to get the young girls started off on a good foot. And we don't just do financial support. We try to do some other support for our awardees from these awards. They always get a gift bag from the club of various items, gift cards, and things that they can use. And if they win on a local level, then they can be considered for a further award. You could win up to a possibility of $16,000 if you would win at our club level, and then you could go on to the region level and then the federation level. And we got to attend, a couple of our members got to attend a luncheon 2 years ago for an award winner from Fayette County in our region who won a $15,000 award. And it was just so amazing. But she spoke about how just the region award affected her so much. And then to go on and win an even larger award was just phenomenal, and the impact that it had in her lives. A lot of studies show that $1,000 is the mark that if people receive that amount, that will have an impact on them being able to further their education. So it's great to be able to give at least that amount and hopefully more, or provide an opportunity for more.
And I'll ask you both, but I'll start with Karen. Why do women need this assistance? Why do you go out of your way? Why not just help the whole broad community or families? You carve out women and you say this is the area we're going to focus.
I was looking for a quote this morning that I couldn't, or last night that I couldn't find, about if you help a woman, you help the village. And it just seems like so many times the young boys are receiving the support they need. They're told you can do this. You know, they have more opportunities for education and stuff. You know, women are still trying to break out of the traditional homemaker role. And even if they are supporting their families, a lot of times they may not have the means to go to a school. And it doesn't have to be a four-year school. It can be a one- or a two-year technical program. And a lot of those jobs are jobs that are very essential. And especially with everything that's going on this past year, we've seen how essential the nursing field, anything in the healthcare field really, is to our communities. Those women, the women that want to go back to those types of jobs or any type of new technical training, are really needed in the communities. And they often do not have the assistance from other programs that are available to the young men going into the training and the workforce and everything.
Well, and Tracy, same question. Why make sure that women are getting extra support and assistance?
I think just to let them know that they are empowered to accomplish their lifetime goals, to support their families, and they don't have to rely on other people. We of course encourage men to do the same thing, but we're really out there supporting women because that's the goal of the Optimist, and we want to make sure that these women have the tools they need to better themselves and create a family environment that promotes, you know, goodness, and that they are able to act as role models for their families.
One of the callers to our talk show recently said the whole world is set up to help men. It's women who can use some assistance. So I don't know if that's true or not, somebody's opinion, but maybe that applies to what we're talking about. All right, well, let's get some contact information for the local Seroptimist Club and the Live Your Dream Award. Tracy?
Okay. They can contact me through email at sisunlyda@gmail.com, or my telephone number I can give to you to provide if they need that. But to apply for the actual award, and we'll give you this link that you can put on your website for people to look at, it's just http and then bit.ly/lyda-apply. Pretty simple, shortened link. And they just go there, it'll explain everything for them about the program,
how to apply, and they'll need two references, but it's a pretty simple process. The important thing to know is that the applications are due by November 15th, so they have some time to get that information together.
All right, and I have already posted that link you described, the bit link, at on our Facebook page, so I do have that there, so if folks want to click on that, we already posted that, so that's available. And again, the email for individuals to use, repeat that, please.
It's SI, like Sir Optimist International, S-U-N, Sun Counties, L-Y-D-A, @gmail.com.
All right, so we invite folks to utilize that. Any additional contact information to pass along, Karen?
Well, I'm always open to talk to anybody that wants to talk about Sir Optimus. They can contact me at my personal email, KarenGears@hotmail.com. I work at Wagner Dree Cell Center. I'm at Wagner Dree Cell Center. Tracy's almost right across the road at the Boscov Travel Center. If anybody ever needs to stop in and visit or talk to us about the club. I think this is a time when volunteer organizations are so much needed in our communities. We're always open to talking to anybody who would be interested in joining our club. You know, right now we're still meeting virtually, but I'm hoping we'll be able to get back to meeting in person pretty soon. But it's a great organization to belong to. It's always great to participate in the projects that we have and to see the impact that we have on the young girls and the women who are trying to find their place and further themselves and in the world and make themselves a better person for their families.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for the explanation. So we will have you back ASAP, and we'll talk about all the different award programs and upcoming meetings and opportunities. So we really want everybody to get a chance to know as much about Sir Optimus so that they can help, join, sign up, apply, or whatever the endeavor happens to be that they get a chance to do so. Thank you both so much for checking in today, and thanks for all you both are doing.
Thank you for having us, Mark. Yes, Mark, thank you for having us. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you both so much. All right, we'll be back in touch. That is Tracy Eero, committee chair from the Sun Sir Optimus Club of the Award Committee that's doing the Live Your Dream Award. And Karen Garris is a committee member and a past president of the Sun Sir Optimus and the regional treasurer that she outlined. We have the details about the Live Your Dream Award on WKOK's Facebook page.